Guys, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Hi, Chris. Great to be here.
Good morning.
You've created a lot of excitement here in our area with all that construction going on there at the corner of County 10 and 150 there.
There's a lot happening, that's for sure.
Yeah. How close are we to getting done? How close are you to opening here?
I'd say we're, best case scenario, we're probably about 30 days out. We have the shell of the building up and a lot of the exterior portions. They'll be finishing up this week as far as the concrete goes. And we're starting on the heart of the building, getting the loading systems put in and the offices finished. So pretty quick.
You guys are in the ag business, but you've had to be in the building business. What's that been like, Todd?
It has been crazy. These last 12 months, we have learned more about construction and zoning and those type of things that we ever really cared to know much about, to be honest with you.
What do you guys want Diamond Ag to be? I mean, we're going to talk about a little bit of your background, but just right off the bat, kind of what are you hoping that this Diamond Ag is going to be known for?
Well, I think, all of us strive in the industry to be the number one provider of inputs, not just inputs, but inputs and solutions to our customers and in our marketplace.
That's right. You said seed is a fourth of your business, but the fertilizer, chemicals, that's all your backgrounds there too, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we'll be full service. We'll be able to offer seed, chem, fert, recommendations, pretty much everything that ag input would entail, we can offer.
That's right. And three locations, that's a lot to take on in just a short amount of time, right?
It is. I think maybe looking back on it, we wouldn't do it any differently, but boy, we sure think some days we'd sure like to focus a little more on some other things other than the building projects. But, we have a core area between Mercer County, Warren County, and Knox County that we really want to focus on and get our feet underneath ourselves. So
that's right. How many staff do you have so far?
Yeah, as of today, we have 37. So
wow.
Yep, we have 12 sales and then operations and then admin.
Okay, great.
So we've been really lucky with the guys that have come with us that allowed Andy and I to do the construction projects and things like that we really don't like doing.
Yeah.
But then the day-to-day has been, covered by those guys pretty well. So
I'm sure in your work in the ag industry, you've seen things that, if I ever had my own company, I'd do this a little differently.
Yeah.
What are some of those, maybe that one big thing that you thought, I'm going to do it this way?
I think that one of the main focuses that we came into this telling ourselves we wanted to keep at the forefront of every decision we made was there's three ways to run a retail business in agriculture in our mind.
Yeah.
You can either put the shareholder first, the customer first, or the employee first.
Yeah.
And both of us spent most of our careers probably putting the customer first, which is a great thing. But what we really wanted to do with this new business was put the employee first. And when we put the employee first, we know the customer is going to be taken care of.
Well, there you go. That's the employee. You take care of your employees. They're going to give even better service to those people that are paying the bills.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my gosh. And then, of course, you're opening up these locations, you're building, and then COVID-19 hits. My gosh.
Yeah,
what
kaboom.
Were your thoughts?
Yeah, and it was one of those things when it first hit, we about hit a panic button. Because we had no idea what it looks like. None of us have ever been through this. With ag being essential, that first couple weeks, there was a lot of uncertainty. But for the most part, it allowed our guys to stay focused at work because they didn't have the outside ball games, school events, things like that. So even though it was a setback and kind of a different way that we did business in the past, it allowed us to keep trucking ahead and just a little hiccup in the road for us, but and for the most part, everybody we do business with was considered essential at the time, so we didn't have a lot of setbacks.
Yeah, I did notice that. It's like ag was business as usual, right? There really wasn't much of a stoppage of anything, was it?
It was full steam ahead. It's obviously in the back of everybody's mind, and from a personal level, we all want to put our families first and take care of that, of course, health and safety. But when it comes to agriculture, whether it's rain, sleet, or snow, or anything else in between, our customers are marching forward come heck or high water, and we have to be there for them when they do.
We're talking with Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett. They're co-owners of Diamond Ag in Aledo, Alexis, and soon to be opening in Knoxville. Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live. Great to have you on.
Excited to
Thank
be
you.
Here.
Yeah, you were on with Don, with Tom Meredith and WGIL Mornings 2 or 3 months ago talking about the construction. Here we are so far along now. Boy, things have really progressed, and it's looking great out there.
Thank you.
At the corner, at the junction there.
Thank you. Yep, things have been going good. We should be fully operational in about 30 days there.
Yeah. Todd, I'm going to go back here. Where are you from, Todd?
Originally, I'm from Western Nebraska.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. So the family, we moved here in 03.
Okay.
Job opportunities.
Yeah.
And so we've been here since 03. Both of our kids have been raised here. So,
yeah,
it's home.
And you've always been in the ag industry then? Okay.
Yep. Ever since I got out of college in 88. I jumped right into ag retail, and I've been doing pretty much the same thing. Colorado, I was in Colorado for a while, and then Western Nebraska for about 15 years, and then been here since.
So Nebraska to Illinois, what's the biggest difference as far as ag's concerned?
Corn's corn, so they're going to raise corn. Probably the biggest thing is the amount of labor that it takes to put a crop in two different places. You know, all that's irrigated.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a year-round, you know, all summer long you're irrigating here. We plant the crop, and then we have to wait for Mother Nature. So probably the biggest difference.
I see, right. Andy, you're a local guy.
I am. Yeah. Yep. Went to Knoxville High School. And,
I knew that. Yeah, that's right.
went off to school in Missouri for 4 years and found my way home.
That's right. And again, you've continued to be in ag retail and all that all these years.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to find a position straight out of college in 99, and the last 20 years been full speed ahead in ag retail.
Yeah. Are you both growers? Are you both farmers?
I am not.
Not
both,
okay.
Both of our parents farm still. Family. We help out when we can, for sure.
Yeah, sure. So how do you guys know each other then?
Andy and I probably in 05 started working together.
Okay.
You know, with a previous employer, and just build a relationship. And over the last 15 years, we've talked about, God, wouldn't it be nice if we just did this? And we'd laugh about it and giggle.
That's how it works, though, right?
And then we had the opportunity about 18 months ago to really start looking into it. And it's been almost a year now.
Yeah, coming up on a year.
So how does that conversation go when you're finally, hey, you know how we've always been talking about, we have a shot?
Sure.
What was that like? I mean,
it's the limiting factor typically is, one, you got to get yourself to pull the trigger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and have your family in a good place at that time to be able to do that, both financially and emotionally.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you have to have some capital backing, and you have to have I don't know if it's guts or if it's brave or dumb, but either way, we both pulled the ripcord anyway.
That's right. So. And it's a family business, because both your families are involved.
Yep. Yeah, both of our wives are involved in every day-to-day decision, I'd say, for the most part.
Well, and they're co-owners as well.
Yes, they are. And we better mention that.
We wanted to make sure, just because they're not here on the interview.
Yeah. They're doing the important stuff. They're holding everything together while we get to come out and play and talk to you.
That's right.
And so, our son, Nikki and I's son, Hayden, is also an employee, and Andy's son is filled in, in time. So it's pretty much a family operation.
Yeah, that's right. So was the plan always to have three locations? Or did it just start off that and you said, hey, you know what, this is going well. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, Todd's home area, where he raised his family, was up in that Sherrard area, Mercer County area.
Yeah.
And, of course, mine was down here in Knox County. And, those two places obviously made sense first. Mm-hmm. Alexis is right in the middle of the two to be able to support the logistics of both operations. And we wanted to split up business models a little bit and have the Mercer County location do a little bit more full service. Maybe the Knox County model be a little bit more direct or cash and carry service. So it was a nice fit.
Okay, gotcha. So in Alito, that was the first one. You guys looked at that old Berkey's building there.
Yep.
Is that
yep.
how that came?
Yeah, it
happened?
Used to be an old Berkey's, and then prior to us buying it was an auction house.
Oh,
and so
okay.
And so we bought that about 10 months
December.
Ago.
December.
Yeah, so we bought that in December, and that's where we operated out of this first season. Was there prior to the building being done in Alexis, and then we started construction there in Knoxville.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then this all has just been happening very quickly.
Oh, it has.
We have a new 20-acre site we're developing in east of Alito that's going to be a new big fertilizer building and bulk ammonia. And we were standing at that site last night about 8 or 9 o'clock looking out across all this stuff happening and thinking 10 months ago we had a rental car. Well, actually, we borrowed Todd's wife's car.
Yes.
Driving around wondering where we could maybe rent some office space. And it's been a whirlwind since.
We're talking with Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett. They're co-owners of Diamond Ag in Aledo, Alexis, and soon to be opening in Knoxville. It's been a busy year for you guys.
It has been.
Yeah.
It has been a whirlwind.
It's got to be real satisfying for you and your families to see all the progress.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of hard work, but looking around and the guys are happy and the payoff from the struggle is plenty good enough to keep going.
This is busy season for you guys right now, too.
Yeah.
You're getting there. Is it fertilizer season right now?
Yeah, the fall fertilizer will start in about 30 days. We just wrapped up the aerial application fungicide nutritionals here, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. How's it looking out there? I mean, for...
Boy, really good. Our little area, knock on wood, has been pretty fortunate. We could use a little shower here right now to help finish some things off, and we avoided... The wind didn't do quite as much damage to the corn as probably what it could have.
Yeah, wow, I think we got lucky here, knowing that in some areas, especially in Iowa, didn't they see a lot of corn down?
Yeah, they said the report I read this morning was 10 million acres affected.
My gosh.
And some of those pictures, you can watch a guy's walking across his cornfield, and you can see the top of his boots.
Oh my gosh,
heartbreaking.
Well, we had that years ago, so I can't remember how long ago.
2000 was when
2000. My gosh, that was devastating.
Down corn here.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was.
So talk about the fertilizer application. What is Diamond Ag hanging their hat on when it comes to fertilizer here?
Well, this fall we're going to be, full service. So we will have dry fertilizer, custom application, anhydrous ammonia, custom application.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have a couple rigs that put on liquid phosphate and potash and ammonia at the same time. We call that RZBN. So.
Mm-hmm. Is there something about our area here that you recommend to fire? I mean, obviously, all ground is different. You have to do a custom, kind of assessment of people of the ground, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No recommendations anymore made on. I hate to say a square foot by square foot basis, but at least acre by acre basis, and we try to plan accordingly. We got to be cost effective with everything that we're doing, but we got to do it timely and get things done in a hurry before the ground freezes.
With fertilizer application, what are farmers most concerned about recently here?
Oh, commodity pricing by far is the first concern that they have that we all have to address. We have to make sure what we're doing for them gives them a return that they need because the margins are real tight.
They want to make more money per acre, and it starts with getting that ground prepared.
Ready. Right? Absolutely. No, they have some big investments and some high-powered hybrids, and we need to provide them the fuel for those things to perform.
That's right. So we're talking with Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett. They're co-owners of Diamond Ag in Aledo, Alexis, and soon to be opening in Knoxville. And the fertilizer, along after the fertilizer season and all the chemicals there, now you're selling seed too, aren't you? And you got a big sales force out there.
Absolutely. Yep. We have about a dozen salespeople running around trying to make seed recommendations right now. There's a lot of tie-ins these days with the crop protection plan along with the seed choices. So it's germplasm first and then the crop protection plan that's tied with that. So it's not just a fly-by-night process. There's really some time and effort that needs to go into it.
Mm-hmm. What are your the brands that you are representing as far as your seed?
Yeah, currently we carry Brevant seed, which is the old Mycogen.
Yeah.
We carry Stein, LG, Marshman's.
And Midwest.
Yeah,
right.
Midwest is a new one that we got 3 or 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and it looks pretty promising.
Yeah. Tell us about Midwest. Where are they out of?
So Midwest is a lot of guys would recognize the name from years ago that sold out back to Monsanto.
Yeah.
And Don Funk came and decided he was getting back in the game and got a collection of some pretty big names in the industry that I wouldn't say are riding out the end of their careers, but they have about 10 or 15 years left. They've ran out their non-compete contracts from their old days,
yeah.
And they're kind of the godfathers of the seed industry that are all collected there together now.
Wow, that's pretty interesting to have them here in this area now.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got a pretty neat support system on our seed side. We use Dan Zink is a name that's been in the industry for quite a little while,
okay.
And he's leading up a lot of our seed decisions.
Yeah, right. LG Seeds, they're well-known here in this area.
Absolutely, yeah, good local presence over there in that Elmwood area for sure.
I was about to say, they got that big plant over there, yeah.
Absolutely.
Lots of employees over there, too. And they got
a lot of success. They've had some changes here over the years on some restructuring, but good hybrids, good service, good backing, absolutely.
Yeah, right. And then Steinseed, aren't they big corn? Was that
Absolutely opposite. Yeah. Soybeans.
Soybeans. Okay, yep. I'm sorry. I was trying to think of the big corn name. I know I work with Joe Mershman.
Sure.
And he was talking about Stein in one of our big conversations we had. And they're a big name in
absolutely.
In seed. So that's pretty great that you guys are able to represent
it's
them.
Good. Enlist soybeans are going to be a pretty critical component going into this year. Probably one of the bigger trait shifts in the history of production agriculture coming into this selling season, and Henry and the Stein crew have set themselves strategically in place to be a leader.
That's right. We're talking with Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett, co-owners of Diamond Ag. This Enlist soybeans, it has to do with dicamba. Could you share it? Kind of talk about that a little bit. Dicamba is being banned. Is that right?
Yeah. So I believe it was like June 5th, maybe. Mm-hmm. Dicamba, the over the top application of dicamba got
label pulled.
Yep. And so that was about a 5 or 6 day period there where everybody was scrambling, trying to figure out what we were going to do, what other chemical crop protection options that we had to do.
Because dicamba was taking the place of Roundup, am I okay?
Yeah,
Roundup
working in conjunction with. Okay. Yeah, they're losing their effectiveness a little
bit.
And dicamba was our next best bullet in the gun to be able to solve some weed problems.
Weed control problems, that's right. Yep. So now dicamba, when you say it lost its label, what does that mean?
Well, from a legality standpoint, we can no longer, at least at this point, spray the dicamba products over the top of emerged soybeans.
Yeah, but you can, okay, did I understand that you could, if you have it, you can still, if you've already bought it, you can use it, but you can't buy any more. Is that?
It ended up, it was about 4 or 5 days that the ninth court out there decided we couldn't use it. Luckily, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Illinois Department of Ag and a couple of our local representatives figured out a way for us to at least use our existing supplies.
Gotcha. Well, that had to be a great relief for...
Literally saved the day for us and more so our customers.
My gosh. So we're talking about, so now this Enlist E3 is what you're talking to farmers about.
We were probably 80-20 last year Enlist to dicamba.
Gotcha.
And so, Enlist for this year was the first time that we had any acres of any kind and really saw some good results. Has a lot less restrictions when it comes to application timing, when we can do it. And so far it looks really good. And it looks like our next best option when it comes to the next growing season for sure.
Yeah, because that's what farmers are. One of their biggest concerns is weed control. What am I going to do about these weeds?
Absolutely. It's the number one concern. You know, we look at germplasm first. We got to make sure we're planting hybrids and varieties that are going to perform well.
Yes.
But then the traits that are associated with them have to be there for us to be successful.
My gosh. I don't know. There's a reason why I am driving around and I see more weeds in beans now? I mean,
Somebody else must have sprayed them other than us, I guess.
Seriously.
It's tougher. It's tougher and tougher. You know, there's one person that's going to win every time. And that's Mother Nature.
And
she's going to find a way to work through what we keep throwing at her. And we adjust. And that's part of the game that our fathers went through, that our grandfathers went through. But it's part of the game. And luckily, the industry is still providing us some tools. If the politicians allow us to keep using them, there's still some tools out there that we can be successful.
We're talking with Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett. They're co-owners of Diamond Ag in Aledo, Alexis, and soon to be opening in Knoxville. Well, it's hard to believe our time's almost up here on Galesburg Live. I want to thank you both for being here today.
Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, Diamond Ag is a member of the Novus Ag Network.
Yes, sir.
Could you talk a little bit about that? What is Novus?
Yeah, so a lot of this wouldn't even have been possible without the backing of Novus Ag. Novus Ag was created actually by a local product, Tommy Warner, son of Tom Warner, who's been in the industry for an awful long time. Tommy threw together Novus Ag, and what they wanted to do was essentially empower independent retailers that maybe needed a little backing in a couple different areas that needs help. You know, Todd and I are really good at selling and recommending and guiding teams and getting operations stuff done and things of that nature. But when it comes to payroll and HR benefits and maybe even some procurement things, odds and ends like that, and then also providing a little bit of capital assistance. They have been an integral part of what we've done, and we wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Gotcha. Wonderful. And how many members does Novus have? I mean,
you know, that changes because they've had about the same growth spurt that we have in the last 12 months.
Gotcha.
I think if you had asked them 12 months ago how many you're going to have, they would have said 8 to 10, and I believe it's 58.
Oh, wow.
So I believe there's 17 LLCs like what Andy and I and the wives have.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are either company stores or multiple locations.
Yeah.
Kind of like we have.
Well, it certainly shows that what they're doing is working for businesses like yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you take a few people with the know-how and the determination to get something done, just need a little bit of extra help and support, especially on that back office side. They found a little niche in the market, and to be perfectly honest, I think the customers are rooting for the little guy a little bit right now, or at least it feels like it to us.
Well, we talked about that, about the independent seed dealers. Now, years ago, not that long ago, this independent seed dealer seemed to be going away because the big guys were buying them up. Now it seems like things are turning, and people are – farmers, producers are rooting for the
Sure feels like a shift. Yeah, the analogy I like to make around town explaining what we're doing and how we're doing it is if you worked at Walmart for 20 years and decided you were going to go back to McQuan and open your own local grocery store. I threw that in there for you.
thank you.
Go back to McQuan and open your own local grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, it's that hometown flavor, and people are probably missing a little bit of that hometown flavor a little bit.
That's right. Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett are the co-owners of Diamond Ag, and that's what farming's all about. It's high technology. Science and all of that, but it still comes down to relationships, the handshake, trust that
Absolutely.
You're dealing with the right people.
Yeah, and I think that's what we saw. Our opportunity was at greatest because of the relationships that we could bring to the table, not only with the customer, but with the employees. Yeah. You know, earlier on we talked about how important employees were. That's kind of Novus's vision as well. And that's why earlier we were talking about you didn't see much on their homepage because they don't want much on their homepage.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they want it about us. They want it about the people and give us the opportunity to fly the flag.
Yeah, absolutely. So you right now, you're just trying to get people to know who you are.
Yep.
And going out and talking to them about what Diamond Ag is all about.
Yeah, what we have to offer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you've got a staff of people who have a long history of serving this area with other companies.
We have a plethora of experience. Yeah. You know, the sales crew right now is second to none. We've added two or three more people last week.
Yep.
And boy, I tell you, the team is just really fun to work with.
That's right. And so Big Ag, Bear, and all of them, and then with the independents, do you see farmers maybe? I know we just brought this up a little bit ago, you know, rooting for the little guy. Do you see that they've been kind of jaded against the, you know, with they're not as trustful of the big?
Maybe a little bit. I think that's maybe society in general right now, not to get too big picture on you, but I think in general, whether it's ag industry or anything else, I think we've gone corporate, you know, a lot of acquisitions and bigger companies and lost sight of having our finger on the local pulse.
Yeah.
And like we say, they have a lot of people rooting for us.
But isn't it, though, farming is still about, hey, if it works, I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They are not change is not something they like. I mean, the agriculture community as a whole, you know, they need to see it, touch it, feel it, look at it. And I think one thing that we bring to the table that they really enjoy is our flexibility. I mean, we're not coming at them and saying, hey, this is exactly what we're going to do because somebody's telling us this is exactly what we have to do.
Yeah.
Andy and I have an opportunity, as long as all of our salespeople, to have that flexibility that we can pretty much do whatever needs to be get done. And I think in the last 12 months, I think part of our success has been our ability to be flexible.
So. Yeah, right. Well, certainly with the COVID-19 situation going on, you have to be flexible. And how do you see the pandemic, the restrictions, all of that? How do you see that affecting you, your business, and your customers?
The way
they operate here in the next coming year.
Yeah, starting out on a high level, you know, COVID is certainly affecting the farm economy, you know, for whether it be the energy side or food consumption, livestock feed, all the above, right? Mm. So depressing commodity prices certainly is a big issue. When we start moving down that ladder, we get to supply issues. Our products that we're trying to source and even just putting up these buildings has been a challenge because of COVID. And then you work down to the true local level and, you know, just from movement and family practices, it's been a battle for everybody.
That's
not just
right.
us, but everybody.
And it's probably been a bigger challenge for our family or our employees' families.
Oh, my
You
goodness,
know, with exposures and kids. And, I mean, we have employees from 21 to 65. So, I mean, we have done a very good job, I believe, in keeping all of our employees safe. But there's still outside influences that, you know, you're still going to go to birthday parties. And you're still going to go to things that we can't control. But we've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest thing that we have to that I worry about the most.
Your sales staff still going out and meeting with the farmers, or a lot more Zoom meetings? I mean, what's how are customers feeling about all this? Do they still want to see you in person?
Most
in their yard, you know.
It's both. You know, we use the word often over communicate. We want to over communicate with our customers, whether that be in person, text, phone calls, all the above. We certainly have some that need to be careful and want to be careful, and rightfully so. And others that were still sitting at their kitchen tables going over maps and plans, or them coming into the office and doing the same thing.
Yeah. Using all that technology, does it make it harder, or does it make it easier to do what you do?
Okay, depends on who you talk to. To me, it's right. harder.
Sure.
Yeah, and to Andy, it's easier.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm too old school.
There's some conveniences, that's for sure. But what we really encourage the sales guys and operators, for that matter, is don't rely on it so much that you can't do your job efficiently.
That's right. And work the way they want to work, right?
Absolutely.
You work with your customer, meet them where they are, right?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, again, our time is up here, and we sure congratulate you on your success so far and look forward to continued success as you let people know who Diamond Ag is and what they're about, and you continue to grow here in this area. And if people need to get in touch with you. Do you have you're working on your website and all that kind of stuff?
We're currently website in construction. It was on our priority list, and it's just a little ways down on making sure we can get the day-to-day stuff done. But you can find us anywhere, mostly on the web and phone, just a phone call away.
Yeah, Facebook. I mean, probably connect with you on
Absolutely.
Facebook. And, all right. Well, again, best of luck to you. Be careful out there in this coming harvest season. And come back and see us again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Chris. Look forward to seeing you again.